Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think, right? And it really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
We got a brand new segment coming on this show. Kip's going to give us a top 10, his top 10 butt hurt poll of the week.
I'll have one every week from here on out. This one's going to be kind of centered around football this week because football's still in play. College football, some pro football, butt hurt. An excessive feeling of personal offense. Can you think of anybody out there right now that's feeling that way? Georgia fans, Notre Dame fans, Central Florida fans, you will be making an appearance in my first poll of the year.
All right. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Awesome Nissan, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And, yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland in St. Simon's Island, drive-through, and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
I'm going to go ahead and update our Twitter questions of the week from last week so that we can get those in as we go. Is Mark Brunell an NFL Hall of Famer?
He's a Jaguar Ring of Honor or whatever they do in Jacksonville, but yep. I'm not sure about the Hall of Fame.
Is Mark Brunell an NFL Hall of Famer? And the poll to that is 75-25 no.
Yeah.
Mark Brunell is not a Hall of Famer. This is my favorite one, actually, this next one that I'm about to give you. And that one is the Atlanta Braves' Julio Teheran a frontline Major League Baseball starter? 80% of our listening audience says yes.
A frontline starter.
A frontline starter. 80% of our listening audience says Julio Teheran is a frontline starter.
How many votes?
Less than 20.
Wow. Apparently, they're watching some kind of baseball that I'm not watching. That's all I can say on that one.
And the last question, would you go see Mary Poppins because Kip Branch said so? 60% of our listening audience says yes.
That's a good movie, man. I want to go see it again.
Okay.
It's nominated for Golden Globes, man.
I'm nominated for Golden Globes.
I mean, it's a great movie.
What's Golden Globes is what, movies?
Movies, TV, everything. I mean, that's just...
Music?
Musicals. Comedies, musicals is a category. Movies and Golden Globes.
Can you win a Golden Globe at the CMA Awards?
No. That's music.
Well, you just said Golden Globes encompass everything.
Musical, comedy, musical, motion pictures is a category in the Golden Globes. We're not talking about singing, man. We're not talking about songs. We're not talking about radio. We're talking about movies.
So it's basically a movie award.
It's a movie award.
Okay.
You got the Golden Globes, you got the Screen Actors Guild Awards, and then you got the Academy Awards. That kind of takes care of all the movies from the previous year.
Okay.
You might learn something from me if you just get that wax out of your ears and just listen a little bit. Some well-rounded.
What's the one that you win for daytime, like As the World Turns? What do you win for that one?
Like a daytime Emmy Award?
An Emmy. That's the one I was going for. That's the one I was trying to find.
I gotcha.
An Emmy for acting.
I'm sure they're out there. So you're saying you should be nominated?
Oh, man.
Okay. Is that what you're trying to tell me? That you have, man, you might need to hire an agent. Get you out there.
You're starting to pump up my ego. So Alabama-Clemson, let's get into that. Alabama-Clemson, pretty much who we expected to be there at the beginning of the season. See, this is why the BCS worked. Because the BCS would have had these two teams playing each other anyway without Oklahoma and Notre Dame in the mix and having those two ridiculous games that we had to watch to get this matchup. The BCS was getting it right. People were just upset because they wanted more teams in because bottom line. But the BCS, 99% of the time, got it right. They had gotten us this same matchup. You could expand the playoffs left, sideways, and Sunday. We'd still end up with Alabama-Clemson.
You would have ended up, yeah. Even if Georgia would have won the SEC championship game, I got a feeling you still end up with Alabama and Clemson. But the BCS, which in my opinion, you can take out the C and just leave the other two letters, would have had Notre Dame and Clemson playing for the national championship.
Take out the C and the BS?
Drop the C and that's what you had.
BS.
But, yeah. So
that's clever.
Would have had Notre Dame.
Do you think of that on your own?
No. I mean, I've heard that before. Maybe a place or two.
Beautiful spirit?
Yes, beautiful spirit.
Clemson and Notre Dame. Clemson, Notre Dame. Yeah.
That wasn't much of a football game, was it?
No.
But we knew what was going to happen.
Yes.
I mean, if Notre Dame goes through a season that has a lot, if they're undefeated and got one loss, they're going to be in any kind of playoff scenario. That's just the way it's going to be. The system is kind of stacked towards them, always has been. And the Notre Dame people, using that term, they get real butt hurt when you start talking about this kind of stuff.
I think
they know that deep down inside, they already know. That the rest of the country knows what they really know inside that they never want to admit.
I think you just foreshadowed your poll later.
Well.
Because you used that term that you have called your poll. Look, Notre Dame's supposed to be the third best team in the country, and they lost to the second best team in the country 30-3. They lost by 27 points. Okay, yeah. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to run down this list real fast until I get to a team that I don't think could beat Notre Dame down the rankings. All right? So, Georgia?
Yes.
Yes. Ohio State?
Definitely.
Yes. Michigan?
They lost to Notre Dame.
Early in the season.
Yeah. Which tells you a lot about Michigan.
Who's number 8?
Central Florida?
Yes. Most definitely Central Florida would win that game.
That'd be a toss-up.
Washington State?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Florida?
Definitely.
Okay, LSU.
Yes.
How far do I have to go down?
Keep going. I mean, Mississippi State, they lost to Iowa. I mean, there's a lot of teams out there that probably can beat Notre Dame. But just...
And yet they were the number 3 team in the country. They got into the college football playoff. Their best win was against an early season Michigan. And Michigan played their best football in the middle of the season.
Right. And Notre Dame got in without having to play a conference championship game.
I found one. Who? Notre Dame, absolutely, 10 times out of 10, beats Fresno State.
Probably, yes.
I'm comfortable with that.
BYU, another team they probably beat up pretty well as well.
BYU.
Maybe.
Fresno State.
Maybe one of those Pac-12 teams like UCLA.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Boise State gives them a game.
Boise gives them a game. Kentucky beats Notre Dame. Cats. The 2018 Cats beat Notre Dame.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912 638-6660, and you can always find us online at SeaPalmsCoastalRealty.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, you name it. And you can be sure the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Nary and his staff a call, 912-223-5622. Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
Hey, have you heard about all the distance gains with the new Titleist TS driver? Edwin Watts Golf has been fitting golfers with the new Titleist TS2 and TS3 drivers and seeing measurable distance gains from the newest driver from Titleist. Every Edwin Watts Golf store is equipped with every head and shaft combination for the TS driver, so come on down and get fit today. Edwin Watts Golf also offers an exclusive 90-day satisfaction guarantee. That's right. Play with the driver for up to 90 days, and if you are not satisfied, bring it back for a full store credit. Edwin Watts Golf, proudly serving golfers for over 50 years.
Trap, money, penny. This shit got me in my fist. Gotta be real with it. Yep.
Nice. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. Now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. Okay, maybe the American Athletic Conference was not quite as good as I thought. Pitchers and catchers to report to spring training this month, and the Braves still need players. Hold up. Bryce Harper apparently has an offer on the table from the Nationals for over $300 million. Sign me up. I think I could hit 230 if it meant a $300 million contract. Notre Dame in the college football playoff equals easy win for their opponent. Newsflash, the Atlanta Falcons have not been back to the Super Bowl. LeBron's groin, the pop heard round the world. Justin Fields, LeBron beat you out, and every time you got on the field, it was apparent you weren't ready. Look in the mirror. Kevin Durant is a decent basketball player. Antonio Brown, grow up. God, I hate to say this, but Texas is back. Ugga, run. There's a new sheriff in town, and his name is Bevo. Joe Burrow, you got knocked the crap out.
And got
UCF
right back up.
UCF lost to LSU by 8 points without their starting quarterback. Therefore, I do not acknowledge that win by LSU. UCF, still winners of 25 in a row. And these are my thoughts.
I knew you'd have some kind of spin as it associates with UCF.
There's no spin there.
There is a spin, man. You've been riding their coattails all year for the last 2 years. Reality hit, and now their quarterback.
What happened? Where was reality when Central Florida beat Auburn? No one wanted to talk about that.
Auburn.
They lost to LSU.
Are you talking about
by eight points
you talking
without
about
their starting quarterback, who was probably, outside of Tua, the best quarterback in the country.
Okay. Are you talking about the Central Florida Knights that got beat at the point of attack by LSU to a bloody pulp? And if the referees would have called holding penalties like they should have, let's just face it, LSU dominated Central Florida.
They lost by 8 points. How's that being dominated? They were up at one point 14-3.
That's because LSU sucks on offense and they can't score inside the red zone. All they did was kick field goals. If they would have scored the touchdowns that they needed, that's on LSU.
Central Florida defense kept them out of the end zone.
They gave up 600 yards and 45, 48 minutes time of possession. They got totally dominated.
Bend but don't break.
Well, they broke. Their hearts got broke. I don't want to hear
not in
anything
my
else about Central Florida. They had their chance to play the big boys, and they got just punched in the mouth, and they didn't like it.
I disagree.
Their butt hurt.
I disagree. I do not acknowledge the LSU win.
The Knight Nation's butt hurt right now.
I do not acknowledge Central Florida's loss to LSU. Therefore, we will start the season, Central Florida, that is, with 25 straight wins.
Well, whatever you come up with.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Edwin Watts and by Jessup Furniture.
Hey, have you heard about all the distance gains with the new Titleist TS driver?
Read that script.
Edwin Watts Golf has been fitting golfers with the new Titleist TS2 and TS3 drivers and seeing measurable distance gains from the newest driver from Titleist. Every Edwin Watts Golf is equipped with every head and shaft combination for the TS drivers, so come on down and get fit today. Edwin Watts Golf also offers an exclusive 90-day satisfaction guarantee. That's right. Play with the driver for up to 90 days, and if you're not satisfied, bring it back for full in-store credit. Edwin Watts Golf, proudly serving golfers for over 50 years.
If you didn't watch us, you can watch us on Facebook Live, by the way. You can find my Facebook page or Kip's Facebook page. Watch us on Facebook Live, and you can catch us during the breaks on some of the shenanigans that goes on in here. And so during the break, Kip told me that his favorite read was the Edwin Watts read.
Oh, you've struggled with that one, too. So that's a tough one, man.
Georgia was not ready to play Texas.
No, they weren't. I don't know what was happening. Jake Fromm couldn't throw it in the ocean. J.J. Holloman couldn't catch a cold. Richard LeCount was tackling like he was playing at North Glen Recreation Complex. I mean,
I see some good tacklers out there.
DeAndre Swift, I mean, if you were to chain the ball, I felt like bringing Tim McGraw in from Friday Night Lights with some duct tape, just duct taping the ball in his hand. Georgia looked bad against Texas. They weren't ready to play. There was too many off-field distractions. You know, DeAndre Baker.
Justin Fields.
Twitter about, ooh, we should have been in the playoffs. No, you shouldn't have been in the playoffs. You can't beat Texas.
Here's the bottom line. Georgia's a really talented football team. They got a lot of guys that, when all is said and done, Georgia's going to end up having probably 10 to 12 kids declare for the NFL draft, if not more than that. So, and that's a little bit different, because remember now, this is the first really good recruiting class that has now become NFL eligible since Kirby Smart's been there.
Right.
So this is going to be a common thing for Georgia moving forward. They're going to have every year 10, 12 kids, if not more, declaring for the NFL draft. They're going to have to learn how to deal with that. They weren't ready. They were not ready to deal with that distraction where you had kids that were supposed to go play in a bowl game, and their mind's not on the bowl game. They're thinking about, what's my draft stock?
Well,
going to have to learn how to deal with that.
They were watching TV last weekend. They watched Clemson blow out Notre Dame, and they took to Twitter talking about, oh, we should have been in the playoffs. Georgia, everybody in the nation jumped on that. Georgia, for some reason, wasn't motivated to go to New Orleans and play in the Sugar Bowl. How do you not get motivated to play in the Sugar Bowl? Then you get my blood
pressure
other
game
up.
That you, the other game that you were playing for in the SEC championship game was a semifinal spot. And so, yeah, I get it. You go for giving an opportunity to play for a national championship, And instead, the opportunity you get is for a trophy from the Sugar Bowl.
Sugar Bowl is a big-time bowl. First of all, don't blow a two-touchdown second-half lead against Alabama.
Twice.
And then we're not sitting here having that conversation.
They did it twice in the same game.
Probably playing for a national championship again if you don't fold up like a dove in a dove field that just got shot with birdshot against Alabama. Fold it up in the fourth quarter.
Give that analogy again.
You don't know much about hunting, man.
What?
You know, when you go hunting, you ever been dove hunting? You get out there in the field, you know, the doves flying, you pop them with the birdshot, and they just hit, and they just come straight down. That's the analogy of Georgia in the fourth quarter against Alabama. They're just flying along. They get hit with a little bit of adversity, i.e. birdshot, and they fold and just fall to the ground.
You hunt doves? How do you hunt doves?
Man, we're a Southern sports show, man. Don't do this to yourself live on the air.
Don't know how you hunt a
dove. Come on, man. People will be coming down here want to take a South card from you. Don't do it, man. Stop. Go. New subject.
Do you track them?
No.
Hmm.
Wow.
Hmm. I'm just asking a question, man.
Yeah, well, we still got, like I said, when we first started doing the show, you like clay, man, we're still molding you.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Georgia Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Georgia Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The college football season for Georgia is officially over, and no surprise, Justin Fields has announced he will transfer to Ohio State. With Fields transfer, former UGA walk-on Stetson Bennett has transferred back into the program and will be on scholarship. Bennett is a former Pierce County standout. Alabama and Clemson will square off to determine the national championship from this past season. Alabama is the favorite. It will be the fourth straight year Bama and Clemson have met in the college football playoff. The Georgia Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with your statewide sports teams at GeorgiaSportsEdition.com.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Awesome deals, awesome service, awesome inventory, and top dollar for your trade is what you get from Awesome Nissan of Brunswick. We will not be beat by anyone, anywhere. I'm Charlie Walters, GM here at Awesome Nissan. If I can't beat your deal, I'll give you $500. That's right, $500. Call 264-3825. That's right, 264-3825. Come see us today and find out why our customers are awesome.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Limited time offers with approved credit. All offers plus tax, title, and dock fees. See Awesome Nissan for complete details.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf carts rental and sales company in the Golden Isles. Pickup and delivery to Brunswick, St. Simons, and Jekyll. Street legal golf carts, customized golf carts, sales, service, and rentals. Off of Highway 341 in the old Alpha Motors lot. Online at GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com. Or give them a call, 912-275-7725.
don't think I can think of a more appropriate rejoin than a Mission Impossible rejoin to lead into your top 10 butthurt poll of the week. That's pretty spot on.
Pretty spot on, man.
Let's get these sponsors out of the way, and then we'll get to it.
All right.
All right. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by M&B Liquors, Peachtree Pest Control, and by Georgia Sea Grill.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open daily at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
And we're going to give this the full attention that it deserves. We've got 8 minutes.
8 minutes.
To go through this poll. Full segment.
Came up with a new poll. You know, you came up with your power rankings. I've been thinking. I said, man, there's a lot of people out there in the sports world. When you have passion about a team that you follow and your team doesn't do well, there's a lot of butthurt involved. Butthurt's an excessive feeling of personal offense, kind of like Georgia felt when Texas was running up and down the field on them the other night.
Even the mascots lost.
Yeah. I mean, Ugga has some hops. Ugga got out of there.
He didn't move that fast in 10 years.
No, he probably strained at an MCL. So I came up with my top 10 butthurt poll. And I'll start at number 10, and I'll give you the reasoning behind it.
Okay.
Number 10, the South Carolina Gamecocks. Butthurt. Clemson's playing for another national championship. Their little brother in the state of South Carolina. You go to the Belt Bowl, 70 miles from your campus, and you get shut out by the Virginia Cavaliers, 28-0. Okay? Gamecock Nation's butthurt right now. They're questioning Will Muschamp. Is he the right guy for the program? All along, whole state of South Carolina, and the nation will be tuned in Monday night to watch Clemson play for another national championship. South Carolina, Gamecock Nation, they butt hurt right now.
Speaking of Virginia, I saw Sean Smith yesterday. Doing well.
Good.
Just throwing that out there.
He's a Belt Bowl champion.
Yes, he is.
Number nine, the entire Pac-12 conference. The Pac-12 conference in football, you suck. That's it. You suck. You put a three-loss conference champion in the Rose Bowl to play Ohio State. And they, you know, they showed a little grit in the fourth quarter and got back in the football game. But the Pac-12 conference for 2 years in a row, you haven't even sniffed a playoff spot in the college football playoff.
Stanford beat Pitt in the Sun Bowl.
Oh, God. A seven-loss Pitt team. Okay. But the Pac-12 conference, let me reiterate, you suck in football. Number eight, the Minnesota Vikings. You bring in Kirk Cousins. You go to the NFC Championship game last year. You bring in Kirk Cousins, and what do? You pay him $84 million, and you don't make the playoffs. Come on, Vikings. You got to do better than that.
The Eagles are tough, though.
The Minnesota Vikings were in the NFC Championship game, okay, last year. You go out, man, we get the high-profile free agent. We bring Kirk Cousins in. We're going to pay this guy $84 million, and you don't make the stinking playoffs.
Wasn't
to start
Case
the day.
Keenum their quarterback?
Yes. Like,
okay.
Number seven, the Oklahoma Sooners. Back-to-back Heisman Trophy winners, back-to-back playoff appearances, and you can't beat an SEC team when it counts.
Ousted in the first round, back-to-back years, too.
Can't get it done. Oklahoma, the Sooner Nation's butt hurt. But they knew what was going to happen. But they just, you know, they're a proud program. But they got to figure out a way to get over the hump. Number six, the Miami Hurricanes. They played in the New Era Pinstripe Bowl in Yankee Stadium and got just beat up by a Wisconsin team and put Mark Richt out the pasture. Miami had more decommits than commits in the current recruiting class, and the decommits was a top 25 class.
Ouch.
Ouch. the used butt hurt right now. Number five.
What? Huh? Can we stop? How yeah. how long do you think it's going to be before DJ Dallas plays quarterback down there?
He would have played in the Pinstripe Bowl if it was up to me.
I think it's now.
Yeah.
Now.
Okay. Number five, the Michigan Wolverines. I don't want to hear anything out of a Michigan Wolverine fan. You go to the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl and you get beat. And no, you get blown out by Felipe Franks and the Florida Gators. Michigan Nation's probably wondering right now, man, Jim Harbaugh probably sold. He's like a used car salesman, man. What has this guy sold us? Please take that New York Jets job and get out of here so we can start over.
You gave up, to your point.
Yeah.
Michigan gave up 41 points to a Florida team that couldn't score the whole year in the SEC.
Felipe Franks.
They won games 20-14 the whole year. If anyone scored more than 24 points against the Gators, they lost.
What else can you say? I don't want to hear anything about Michigan. You got 62 hung on you by Ohio State, and you give up 41 to the Florida Gators in the Peach Bowl.
Who couldn't score?
Who couldn't score? Number four, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Playoffs start today, NFL play. What time do the Steelers play this weekend?
One? Four?
I couldn't find them on the playoff schedule.
Let me double check that.
I can't find them.
I can't find them either.
I mean, the Pittsburgh Steelers are not in the NFL playoffs.
Is it possible they're not playing today?
They got a bye.
Oh.
They got a bye until next September. The Pittsburgh Steelers did. Okay. Antonio Brown, you want to get traded? Okay, we'll trade you. Steeler Nation, butthurt right now. Anytime the Pittsburgh Steelers don't make the playoffs, you should be butthurt. And they are. Number three, the Georgia Bulldogs. We've talked about it already. You go to the doggone Sugar Bowl and you're not motivated to play. Justin Fields drops, I'm going to transfer. You still let him dress for the Peach Bowl. I mean, for the Sugar Bowl. DeAndre Baker, distractions. Kids didn't want to play. Jake Fromm couldn't throw it in the ocean. Making excuses. Stay off of Twitter, social media, blah, 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 blah. You had a chance to play for the national championship. Don't get blown out at LSU, and don't blow a two-touchdown lead against Alabama, and you don't have to put it in the hands of anybody. You take care of it yourself. Dog Nation's butt hurt right now. But that's a good thing, because just let that chip stay on your shoulder.
That was number three?
Number three. Number two, the Central Florida Knights.
Oh.
Jason Bishop's team, he's been pumping in here for however long I've been doing this show with him. Oh, we're going to beat LSU 38-3. That was the prediction in here last week. 38-3 prediction.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. You got to remember, we're on live on the air. These recordings, these shows are being recorded. 38-3 was the prediction. I actually told you I'd bet my brand new house on it. I was so confident. They go out, LSU, probably the worst offense of any SEC team that's got a pulse, and they beat up on Central Florida. I'm not talking about they beating them up. They just punched them in the mouth and beat them down. Had 19 defensive players out. Had to put a wide receiver at defensive back in the second half. And Central Florida, yeah, they got a few points late, but LSU dominated them. I don't want to hear anything else about that commuter school out of Orlando, Florida, or the American Athletic Conference, or whatever that garbage is. You suck. Play somebody that's got a pulse, and this is what happens. And number one on the butthurt poll, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Oh, every year you yeah. get in here, and you're talking about Notre Dame, Notre Dame, Notre Dame. Every time you play somebody that's got a pulse or in position in these playoffs or BCS or whatever, you get blown out. You knew what was going to happen even before you got there. But yet you show up, you get beat up by a Clemson team that could have hung 55 or 60 points on you, and you wandering around talking about, oh, we were undefeated, we deserve to beat it. No, you didn't. You don't play anybody. Get in a conference, win a conference championship, get in the playoff.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Hey, have you heard about all the distance gains with the new Titleist TS driver? Edwin Watts Golf has been fitting golfers with the new Titleist TS2 and TS3 drivers and seeing measurable distance gains from the newest driver from Titleist. Every Edwin Watts Golf store is equipped with every head and shaft combination for the TS driver, so come on down and get fit today. Edwin Watts Golf also offers an exclusive 90-day satisfaction guarantee. That's right. Play with the driver for up to 90 days, and if you are not satisfied, bring it back for a full store credit. Edwin Watts Golf, proudly serving golfers for over 50 years. That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, you name it. And you can be sure the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Nary and his staff a call, 912-223-5622. Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top. Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
That's what Central Florida's been doing to folks for 2 years, finishing them.
But they butt hurt today. Mm. Have been. Reality. But it's funny when the great thing about television, live television, is when you watch these football games and the cameras are peering around the crowd and the look when reality actually sets in on a fan base in the stadium is priceless.
Speaking of that, we got some big news several weeks ago that we hadn't even passed along. Speaking of TV, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is in the works to eventually, we're going to have this show aired live on Dish Network. Still got a lot of details, but that's going to happen. We don't know what channel yet or any of that stuff, but eventually, within this year at some point, this show, you'll be able to watch it if you have Dish Network on your television.
Cool.
And see Kip's pretty face.
See your unshaven beard over there.
Well, it's been a week, brother.
It's been a week.
It's been a week.
I gotcha.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty and by Nat's Landing.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites. Great service and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons has that laid-back island atmosphere you've been looking for, with a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads. You're sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or just visiting and like to have a great time, come on, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
NFL playoffs start today.
Yes, they do. What time does Pittsburgh, have we found out what time the Steelers play yet?
Research is still on that.
Okay. Our producer, you got to do a better job. I know the Steelers are playing somebody this weekend, right?
Still looking for them on the schedule.
Vikings? Can you find the Vikings anywhere?
Let me check.
Okay. I mean, they paid out a lot of money to be in the playoffs. Where are they?
Kirk Cousins is sitting at Starbucks right now.
Is he? On his laptop?
Yeah.
Okay.
The games we do have, Colts, Texans, Chargers, Ravens in the AFC, and the NFC, Seahawks, Cowboys, and Eagles, Bears.
Which one you want to break down first? Just pick one. We'll go with it.
All right. We'll do the late game tonight. Dallas and Seattle. Seattle on the road. Dallas is a 2-point favorite at home. The over-under is 44.
Dallas has a championship defense, okay? They're good on defense, the Cowboys are. But they have an LSU-type offense. I mean, they're really not that good on offense. So that could be a liability. Russell Wilson, say what you want to about him. He's tested during the playoffs in Seattle as a playoff-tested football team. They got a good defense, and they're opportunistic on offense. So it's going to be a tough game for the Cowboys today at home in Jerry World. But I think somehow Dallas will pull it out. If they don't,
they'll be in your poll next week.
They will be high in my poll because the Dallas Cowboy Nation has been butthurt since 1996.
Troy Aikman isn't walking through that door.
Michael Irvin or Emmitt Smith.
Mm.
Or Charles Haley. Mm. Or Deion Sanders.
Mm.
Or Ken Norton. Mm. I mean, those guys aren't walking through the door.
Leon Lett.
He was good.
He was good.
Cowboys were good in the 90s. But 1996...
So the Cowboys are a 2-point favorite at home. Essentially, most NFL teams get 3 points automatically just for being at home. So since the Cowboys are only getting two, I'm assuming that Vegas actually likes Seattle in this football game. So I'm actually going to take Seattle. I think Seattle goes on the road and beats Dallas.
It wouldn't surprise me. In fact, I would probably be dancing in the streets if it happened. I'm not a big Cowboys fan, by the way. Are you?
No. When I was a kid, growing up in the 90s,
yeah,
I was a 49er fan.
Well, you hated the Cowboys.
Which automatically meant I hated them.
Okay.
Yes.
I grew up, my informative years were in the 70s and 80s when Dallas was on top and losing NFC championship games every year. They won a couple of Super Bowls, but there was a stretch during the late 70s and early 80s where Dallas would lose every year in the NFC championship game.
Mm. Okay, so the other NFC game, Eagles-Bears.
Man, I like the Chicago Bears.
Bears are a 6.5-point favorite over the defending Super Bowl champion, mind you. And the over-under on this game is 41.5. The reason that over-under is so low is because Chicago's defense is so good.
Chicago's got a championship defense. Khalil Mack, to me, is an MVP candidate in the league because the Bears were headed towards the cellar in that division till the Bears made that trade. And Trubisky is playing well. You know, the Bears got a shot to go to Super Bowl. Bears have a Super Bowl defense. It all depends on the quarterback play for the Bears, but they're going to beat the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are banged up. I just don't see them going to Soldier Field and winning a playoff game.
If the Bears get this game at home with the Eagles next week, they'll have to go to New Orleans. So that's not going to be easy.
No, that's not going to be easy at all.
Colts over in the AFC. Colts and Texans. Texans are a one-point favorite at home, and the over-under is 48.5. I will take the Colts in this game on the road.
Deshaun Watson has been sacked NFL leading 62 times this year. Do you realize that?
No.
62 times, and he's a mobile quarterback, which tells you that the offensive line for the Houston Texans is not very good. Andrew Luck, he's a good quarterback. I'll take the Colts as well to go into Houston and get that win.
Chargers, Ravens, really quick. 2.5-point favorites at home are the Ravens, and the over-under is 42.
Can Lamar Jackson get it done in the playoffs?
And because he's a rookie quarterback, I'm going Chargers. Phillip Rivers on the road. I trust him more in this situation. I mean, a lot more.
If you've watched football over the years, who lays more eggs than the San Diego Chargers? I mean, San Diego, the Los Angeles Chargers. The Chargers will lay an egg on you in a heartbeat. I have no confidence in the Chargers. I'll take the Ravens at home.
Okay.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf carts rental and sales company in the Golden Isles. Pickup and delivery to Brunswick, St. Simons, and Jekyll. Street legal golf carts, customized golf carts, sales, service, and rentals. Off of Highway 341 in the old Alpha Motors lot. Online at GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com. Or give them a call, 912-275-7725.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at PeachtreePest.com or 912-265-9700.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Georgia Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Georgia Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The college football season for Georgia is officially over, and no surprise, Justin Fields has announced he will transfer to Ohio State. With Fields' transfer, former UGA walk-on Stetson Bennett has transferred back into the program and will be on scholarship. Bennett is a former Pierce County standout. Alabama and Clemson will square off to determine the national championship from this past season. Alabama is the favorite. It will be the fourth straight year Bama and Clemson have met in the college football playoff. The Georgia Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with your statewide sports teams at GeorgiaSportsEdition.com.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Awesome deals, awesome service, awesome inventory, and top dollar for your trade is what you get from Awesome Nissan of Brunswick. We will not be beat by anyone, anywhere. I'm Charlie Walters, GM here at Awesome Nissan. If I can't beat your deal, I'll give you $500. That's right, $500. Call 264-3825. That's right, 264-3825. Come see us today and find out why our customers are awesome.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Limited time offers with approved credit. All offers plus tax, title, and dock fees. See Awesome Nissan for complete details.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines. Ashley Furniture. Universal Furniture. And more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Taking a look at some American Athletic stuff from the conference, trying to figure out what they did in the bowls. I'm sure they did well.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. Army hung 70 on Houston. That was a team that you said in November was a top 10 team in the country on this show.
Army? I never said Army was a top 10 team.
You said Houston was a top 10 team. You said South Florida was a top 10 team.
At that point, they were.
You said UCF was a top 10 team.
Oh, Central Florida still, in my book, top four.
No, no. They're going to drop.
I mean, I know they'll drop. I'm saying in my book, which is the one that counts.
Yeah.
Top four.
Yeah, so the American Athletic Association, what's it called? What conference is it?
American Athletic Conference.
Oh, okay. When was that founded? Like 2014 or something?
It's basically the fallout of the old Big East, mostly.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Just minus
Is UConn in that conference?
Yes.
Wow.
Let me double check that to be sure.
Man, that's a power. Like, is Buffalo and Fordham and all them schools in that conference too?
Memphis, Houston, Tulane, SMU, Navy, Tulsa, Central Florida, Temple, Cincinnati, South Florida, East Carolina, and UConn. Those are some good teams.
If you could, oh my goodness.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Pristine Water and Molina's Landscaping.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roasts and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive in Brunswick, Georgia.
So Tulane, who's in that conference, won their conference game, won their bowl game.
Who did they play?
Louisiana Lafayette. I'm just giving you facts.
I just love sitting here listening to you try to pump up a conference that sucks.
I'm just giving you facts.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Memphis dropped a 3-point loss in their bowl game in the Birmingham Bowl.
Who did they lose to?
An ACC opponent.
Who?
Wake Forest.
Okay. All right. Next. Get that Houston game.
I'm looking for winners.
Well, throw out these scores, man. What was the Houston Army score?
Cincinnati won their bowl game in the Military Bowl against Virginia Tech.
A 7-loss Virginia Tech team. Well, what was that score?
35-31.
Oh, so that's right. I watched that game. They had to score with under 2 minutes left to pull that contest out.
Those are the only two wins that the American Athletic Conference had.
Wow. What was that Army-Houston score? You were real high on the Cougars.
You were.
What was that score?
Houston did not play well defensively in that game, for sure.
Against, what was the score?
Houston put 14 points up.
How many?
They didn't even play well off. They just didn't play well.
How many Army put up?
70.
A service academy. A 10-win Army team goes and beats Houston 70-14 in a bowl game. Houston,
but
did.
In fairness,
that's a top 10 team.
Hear me out. In fairness, Houston was playing Army in the Armed Forces Bowl.
Oh, okay.
Army so had an advantage.
They did,
because the bowl was the Armed Forces Bowl.
Apparently, they had some kind of advantage. Mm.
It's tough to beat an Army team in the Armed Forces Bowl.
Apparently. It apparently is tough. Is there a Fiesta Bowl score?
For the AAC? No, the AAC didn't play in the Fiesta Bowl.
Oh, okay. I thought their champion was out there playing in some kind of bowl game that, you know.
No, no. Again, I have automatically ruled that game a no contest.
A no contest.
It did not happen.
Yeah, LSU doesn't want you know, they had 27 defensive players not available for the game.
And Central Florida didn't have their starting quarterback, yeah, who's the second best quarterback in the country.
According to you. But, you know, I saw him on the sidelines over there. I hope the young man gets well. That was a horrific knee injury. All seriousness. That Mackenzie Milton's a good player and a good kid, and I hope he can come back from that knee.
Same here.
Yeah.
Spring training is around the corner. Pitchers and catchers for the Braves will be reporting in 3 weeks. And by the way, the Braves still need a frontline starting pitcher, still need to address the bullpen, and still need a corner outfielder. They got 3 weeks to do these things.
I mean, are they just cut off from the rest of the world? Certainly these deals, certainly these moves are being made. We're just not hearing about them.
I mean, I doubt that.
Certainly. These moves have to. If we go into another season with Julio Teheran as the opening day starter, then we got some issues in the Tomahawk Nation.
I am rooting for it.
You are?
I am rooting for Julio Teheran to trot out of that dugout on opening day and take the ball on game one for the Atlanta Braves for the fifth consecutive season. And the only reason I'm rooting for it is not because I'm a Julio fan. It's because no one would have guessed that that would be the scenario after the way that season ended last year, with Julio not even getting into the playoff series except in mop-up.
You know what I'm hoping for? I'm hoping that the Braves brass calls today, calls Ryder or Penske or one of those moving van companies, and sends one over to Julio's house and helps him pack. Bye. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Awesome deals, awesome service, awesome inventory, and top dollar for your trade is what you get from Awesome Nissan of Brunswick. We will not be beat by anyone, anywhere. I'm Charlie Walters, GM here at Awesome Nissan. If I can't beat your deal, I'll give you $500. That's right, $500. Call 264-3825. That's right, 264-3825. Come see us today and find out why our customers are awesome.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Limited time offers with approved credit. All offers plus tax, title, and dock fees. See Awesome Nissan for complete details.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.